This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for August 3rd, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, drones over Arizona. Documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request are highlighting a disturbing breach of security over America's largest nuclear facility. This took place last September, the evenings of the 29th and 30th in particular, where a fleet, a small armada of drones between 4 and 6, appeared in what should have been secure airspace over the Palo Verde Generating Station in Arizona. Plant security was unable to bring down the drones or stop them or even find out who was flying them. Local police reportedly called. They searched the area, couldn't find the operators. So to this day, nobody knows who was operating those drones, why they were in the area, what they were looking for. What it does is highlight the vulnerability of America's electric grid if secure airspace over a nuclear plant could be penetrated by what appeared to be off-the-shelf drones. You have to wonder, how possible is it that we might see our grid or parts of it knocked offline at some point by bad actors? Topic number 4, COVID vaccine trial. A highly anticipated clinical test for a potential COVID-19 vaccine showed adverse results or adverse effects, side effects in more than half of the volunteers. This is the mRNA-1273 vaccine produced by Moderna. This clinical trial sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. According to the researchers, whose results were published last week by the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine induced anti-SARS-CoV-2 immune responses in all participants, and they said they found no trial-limiting safety concerns. However, most of the participants reported adverse side effects, including fatigue, chills, muscle ache, headache, myalgia, fever, joint pain, nausea also reported, and significantly, every participant in the two larger dose groups reported adverse reactions after their second injection. Now, we're dealing with a virus where, at least as of now, things appear to have changed somewhat, as many of the people testing positive are asymptomatic, especially younger people. It makes, I think it begs the question, is it possible that the prevention or the hoped for prevention will be worse than the disease itself? Topic number 3, peaceful riots. It sounds like an oxymoron, but that's how the major media has been reporting on the ongoing protests, like in Portland, Oregon, where they've been ongoing every night for more than 2 straight months now. The media getting creative about the way it describes these riots. Case in point, last week, ABC News reported this, and I quote, "Protesters in California set fire to a courthouse, damaged a police station, and assaulted officers after a peaceful demonstration intensified," end quote. At the point they set fire to the courthouse, it was no longer a peaceful demonstration. But that's how the media is choosing to spin these things, which leaves no question as to which side they're on in all of this. You might remember back in late May when Ali Velshi of MSNBC, reporting from Minneapolis, which is where the protests began after the death of George Floyd, reporting in front of a burning liquor store that the riot was mainly a protest that was not, in his words, not generally speaking, unruly. Again, as a liquor store burned in the video behind him. And this going on while Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd District headquarters were also on fire. So, again, no question as to which side the major media is on in all of this. Now, activists in Portland turned things up a notch on Friday night. Viral video shows protesters there burning Bibles on top of an American flag. It says something about the spirit behind these protests. It appears that local officials in Democrat-controlled cities across the country are either siding with the protesters openly or they've just thrown in the towel on any effort to try to keep the peace in their cities. Over the weekend, 34 people were shot in Chicago, 9 fatally. New York City, so far in 2020, has had more shootings than they had in all of 2019. And we still have 5 months left to go in this year. And in Minneapolis, amid a surge of violent crime since George Floyd died May 25th, the Minneapolis Police Department, and this crime, including carjackings and robberies, Minneapolis Police Department is circulating robbery prevention tips for local residents. Now, some of these suggestions make sense. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't go out walking alone. Carry less cash. But some of the tips are raising eyebrows, like be prepared to give up your cell phone and purse or wallet, or do not argue or fight with the criminal. Do as they say. Some critics are saying the Minneapolis Police Department is essentially training Minneapolis residents to be perfect victims. But you can't blame the police in Minneapolis. I mean, in June, the city council there voted to abolish the police department. So if you're working as a police officer in Minneapolis right now, you got to ask yourself, why bother? And in Seattle, the city council on Friday advanced legislation that would defund and abolish its police department due to its role in, and I'll quote the Seattle City Council here, perpetuating racism and violence. Bear in mind, the chief of police in Seattle is a black woman. And the Seattle City Council wants to replace its police department with the Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. This would be a collection of civilian-led initiatives that would receive taxpayer funding as long as these initiatives include culturally relevant expertise rooted in community connections and support. The initiatives are well-versed in de-escalation skills and mental health support and include trauma-informed, gender-affirming, anti-racist processes. Whatever all of that means. Seattle City Council also calling on the city to support the immediate transfer of underutilized public land for black, indigenous, and people of color ownership. This is called land redistribution, which is a hallmark of Marxist governments. And they also want any homeless person who wants a place to live to be provided one. Now look, as Christians, we know it's part of our calling to care for the poor, for widows, for orphans. I mean, that's just part of who we are as Christians. But if you know anything about human nature, you start guaranteeing these things for anybody who wants it. This will not end well in Seattle. And speaking of Seattle, topic number two, as if that wasn't enough, the Seattle's Office for Civil Rights has created a whites-only racial bias training program for city employees that launched earlier this summer, where white employees were invited via email to attend the Internalized Racial Superiority for White People seminar to help white people deal with IRS. Not tax preparation, that's internalized racial superiority. Now, the city is offering separate training sessions for people of color. These sessions, and I quote now, are on how American conditioning, socialization, and history leads people of color to internalize radicalized beliefs, ideas, and behaviors about themselves, undergirding the power of white supremacy, end quote. The program for white employees includes the creation of a white people space for processing white feelings, retraining, and taking action to redistribute resources, change who's in power, and alter institutions. White participants were asked to examine the way their white fragility affects their work and how their families benefit economically from white supremacy, and I quote now, as it directly and violently harms black people and non-black people of color and indigenous people, end quote. Obviously, being a liberal in the 21st century means being completely oblivious to irony, because the city of Seattle has now created training seminars segregated by skin color in the name of abolishing racial discrimination. We have rejected the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King of a nation in which we are judged by the content of our character and not on the color of our skin. In 21st century liberal America, skin color is all that matters to liberals. Again, irony completely lost on liberals today. Coming up, the cancel culture comes for Norway. That's next on 5 and 10.
COVID-19 has changed everything. Because of the coronavirus, we can't bring the sold-out Defender Conference to Branson this year. So we decided if we can't bring the conference to Branson, we'll bring it to you instead. Skywatch TV's 2020 Defender Conference is going virtual. If you thought you were going to miss out because you couldn't travel to Branson this year or because the conference sold out too quickly, now see and hear world-class speakers, cutting-edge presentations in the comfort of your own home. And to make it better, we're adding new speakers, like Steve Quayle and New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson. And don't miss what Tom Horn says will be his last conference presentation ever. Plus, we'll add all of the presentations from the 2019 Defender Conference, so you're getting two conferences for the price of one. Sign up now, SkyWatch TV's 2020 Defender Conference. Virtual, but bigger than ever. It goes live August 27th, 2020. For information and registration, log on to DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com.
Item number one today, flag confusion. The owners of a bed and breakfast in St. John's, Michigan, were compelled to take down the flags on the front of their 9,000-square-foot bed and breakfast because they were accused of promoting racism. The bed and breakfast is called the Nordic Pineapple. The flag in question is the Norwegian flag, hanging on one side of the entry with the American flag on the other. This was a gesture to honor owner Kirsten Offenbecker's grandfather, who was born in Norway. Said they never thought that anyone would mistake the Norwegian flag for the Confederate flag, which, of course, you know, is not to be seen in America anymore. As you can see, they are not quite the same. I mean, different orientation on the blue crosses there, and Confederate flag has stars on it. But the woke mob, not knowing history, began sending hateful emails, according to the owners. And so last week, after their dozenth or so hateful email and twice as many comments, they just took the flags down. Now, there are some encouraging them to put them back up. I mean, the place is called the Nordic Pineapple. They said it just isn't worth the bother. This is today's America. Well, next spring, God willing, we plan to be back in the Holy Land, just to reconnect with the land and show you how seeing it for yourself will make the Bible come alive. We will see archaeological sites and sites of spiritual significance from Dan to Beersheba, north to south in the Holy Land, visiting sites most other tours won't go. The altar of Joshua, Bethel, Shiloh. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee. We will baptize in the Jordan River. We will visit Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, God willing. This will be during Ramadan, but we were able to go up to Temple Mount in 2019 during Ramadan. So we hope you can join us. And of course, we're going to see some really cool archaeology, too, like Gilgal Rephaim and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. To find out more, including itinerary, sample itinerary and the costs, log on to skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. The food you're eating may be poisoning you. Many very popular foods here in America, especially if they're pre-packaged and prepared, could in fact be harming you. We go back in the archives for a classic episode featuring Joe Artis Horn, Ellie Anderson, the authors of Time Bomb, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programs posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Some new networks, by the way, added to our list of affiliates. You'll find us on the air now in Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Denver, Sacramento, and other markets. Again, all of that posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, and we'll be there whenever you click the remote. Or just bring all of our programs right to your smartphone or tablet. Works for iOS devices, Android devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. All of our video and audio programs, schedule of upcoming events, and news the mainstream media wants you to miss. We've got links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Our website is gilberthouse.org. It's where Sharon and I post all of our stuff, including our weekly Bible study. We're now into the book of Exodus, so very timely, especially since it also, that website also links to my weekly podcast, which this week features an interview with Dr. Doug Petrovich, author of The World's Oldest Alphabet. We'll talk about the evidence for the Hebrews in Egypt. It's there, despite what you may have heard. Yes, there is extra-biblical evidence for Moses. Doug Petrovich, the guest, you'll find that linked at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.